Welcome back to the Miller Lite pregame show on the Ogden Raptors Baseball Network. It's time for our pregame interview. We're joined today by team president Dave Baggett. Bags, big night last night, 1,000th win in franchise history, going back to the beginning in 1994. What does that milestone mean to you?
Well, first of all, I got to give thanks to you for letting me know that, because I had no idea. You told me at around when 996, I think,
That's right.
On the verge of getting 1,000. And it's like, holy cow, my first thought was, am I that old? You know, 1,000 wins. You know, I was 34 when we started, and it took 25 years to get 1,000 wins. And you know what? It's just a tribute to how well the players and coaches have done over that 2.5 decades. Same thing with, I mean, imagine all the players that contributed to that. I mean, we always talk about the players that make it to the major leagues, but you can't discount the ones that have that didn't make it, that played an equal role in that. And also, it's, it makes me feel proud that we've been able to, as a franchise, be sustainable and be here in Ogden for that long to get to 1,000, which, again, is also attributed and thanks to the fans for supporting it. They don't support it, we can't play. If we can't play, we get 1,000 wins. So it's symbiotic with the entire thing.
So especially starting as an independent team in 94, 95, does that make it even more special that you worked your way into an affiliation and have kept it going this long?
Oh, absolutely, because we realized 8 games into our first year of 94 as an independent that if we don't get a major league parent club, we're not going to make it. I mean, it worked in Salt Lake because the market was bigger and you could bring in the mass dollars on a volume level, but it was different in Ogden. But I'll tell you what, it sure was a lot of fun running that independent team, getting the players ourselves and paying for them and giving them an opportunity. And we got some of those guys under major league contract, and it was a lot of fun. And again, it just goes back to everybody that's played a part. It's not one person. It's thousands of people.
Lots of fans have stuck with you throughout the years. You mentioned without the fans, you can't keep it going. But are you glad that you won the 1,000th at home so you could, you know, celebrate with them?
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny. The one bittersweet thing about winning our first championship back in 2017 is because it was on the road. And so the community didn't get to share it, you know, like they do in other sports where they have parades and all that, because within 24 hours, the players are gone. But winning it at home last night made it special. The fans, you know, when we put it up on the video board, they really showed appreciation for it and made us really feel proud. We even made a couple of fans were teary-eyed for it. That they, you know, Craig Verneau has been a season ticket holder for day one. Every single home game, he's seen every single win. Wow. So everybody felt took a little bit of ownership in it, and I couldn't be more proud.
I'm sure the years kind of run together, but are there any other wins over the past 25 and a half season that stick out?
Holy cow. Of course, the number one would be the championship game in Great Falls. Yeah. That put that hardware on your finger that you're wearing right now. We also had that, 33-15 game down at Fort Buenaventura. How would you like to be the young man who played for the team that scored 15 runs and call his dad after the game? Say, yeah, we put up 15, but we lost by 18. That was a significant game. And, of course, the very first win. I mean, we talk about the 1,000th win, but the very first win means a lot to me because it gave me vindication of fulfilling a dream and all the hard work it took to get there. And, very special. And now, 25 years later, putting number five, number 1,000 up on the board. What people don't understand is we've also lost over 900 games. So that's a lot of baseball.
So this team, second straight first half title, they've already set the franchise record for wins and a half. Fourth straight year going to the playoffs. How do they compare to the others that you've seen?
It's funny. I would say, I said it a couple years ago last year with J-Rod's team, that they seem to be successful because they were working as a team, a one unit. You know, baseball's tough because it is a team sport, yet you, the individual, are responsible for your progress. For at least 50% of that progress. Other people have to make that decision to keep moving you forward. But this club, for some reason, is just really bonded together. What I like is when the starting pitcher's done warming up, everybody's there to circle around them and give them a high five and well wishes. And And then the players in the dugout, they're all there supporting each other. And that stems from the work ethic that the Dodger organization and then locally that the coaching staff have put together. These Austin and, Chubby has done a great job with putting together a team dynamic. And then Dean Stiles, we didn't have high draft picks for a pitching staff, so we were kind of worried about that. But yet, they're tops in the league in ERA, and, the main focus is first pitch. If you get strike one, you get more outs. And they're doing great. They're on a roll. Certainly, is it going to last, another 2 weeks or even 2 hours? Who knows? But I encourage all fans, win or lose, to come out and watch these kids put forth the effort. It's one thing Chubby said is effort knows no score. So we may not win the game, but you're going to put forth the effort to try. And that's showing with what they're doing, 12 in a row.
Dave, congratulations on the longevity, the 1,000th win. Thanks for joining us, and hope it continues.
Yeah, I hope so, and thank you for being my voice, man. You're awesome.
Well, thank you. And that was our pregame interview with team president Dave Baggett. We'll be back with the starting lineups for today's game when the Miller Lite pregame show continues on the Ogden Raptors Baseball Network.